I want to read this real quick. This you can find on Wikipedia, and it is the House of Windsor. The House of Windsor is the current royal house of the United Kingdom and each of the other Commonwealth realms. And that includes 54 nation states. So, you know, look it up. That includes Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, of course, and more. The royal house was created from the British branch of the German House of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha by George V by a royal proclamation in 1917. The House of Windsor remains one of the few dynasties to have ruled over lands on all continents of the world simultaneously. The current head of the House of Windsor is Elizabeth II, the reigning monarch over the Commonwealth realms. Queen Victoria was married to Prince Albert of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, son of Duke Ernest I of the small German duchy of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. Her descendants were also members of the ducal family of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, a minor branch of the thousand-year-old House of Wheaton. It was Victoria's desire that her son rule as a member of the House of Wheaton instead of the House of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, because she felt the older name would conjure images of the shared Saxon heritage of Germany and England. However, the name Wheaton was never widely accepted. Victoria's son Edward VII, and in turn his son George V, reigned as members of this house. High anti-German sentiment amongst the people of the British Empire during World War I reached a peak in March of 1917 when the Gotha G4, a heavy aircraft capable of crossing the English Channel, began bombing London directly. The aircraft became a household name, and it unfortunately was part of the name of the royal family. These bombings were coupled with the abdication of King George's first cousin, Nicholas II, the Tsar of Russia, on 15 March 1917. And you see why these guys, these Germans, are intent on starting a war with Russia, because no one has been able to invade and take over Russia. The French have tried, the Germans have tried, the Prussians have tried. And much of this is being aimed at, and that's why these games are going on with Russia, which raised the specter of the eventual abolition of all the monarchies in Europe. The king and his family were finally convinced to abandon all titles held under the German crown and to change Germanic titles and house names to Anglican versions. Hence, on 17 July 1917, a royal proclamation issued by King George or by George V, provided that he and all his agnatic descendants would be members of the House of Windsor, with a personal surname Windsor if they did not have a title. The name had a long association with royalty through the town of Windsor, Berkshire, and Windsor Castle, a link reflected in the round tower of Windsor Castle being the basis of the badge of the House of Windsor. At the same time, Prince Louis of Battenberg adopted the surname Mountbatten, a partial translation into English. Prince Louis is the maternal grandfather of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. From the point of view of the king and his relatives, to think of them as German was ludicrous. George V had a German grandfather who died before he was born, while Prince Louis had become a naturalized British citizen at the age of 14, after which he immediately entered the Royal Navy. And I could go on, but they're definitely Germanic roots. Sherry, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Your Heart,
go ahead. Sorry.
I have been delighted by everything that you have just told me.
Well, hold on. Wait one sec. Sorry. This first break hits us real quick. We'll be right back. And then you can have the air. We'll be right back.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. Sherry, I want to share something with you real quick, too, before I turn it back over to you and have you say your piece. Check into the Titles of Nobility Act. It was passed in 1806. You can find this online. And it was passed by our founding fathers, many of the framers of the Constitution, and those who fought in the Revolutionary War. And you have to understand that many of our founding fathers did try to start something different here. These people were not, whether they were Masons or Freemasons or not, they did try to establish something far different, and they did study what had gone on in Europe and did try to correct it in breaking up and having three separate branches of government, having something known as the separation of powers, having an independent judiciary, having a system of checks and balances. Most of these of our founding fathers died poor or on the verge of bankruptcy because the royal families had gone after them for what they had done in, you know, not only declaring independence, but writing and drafting a constitution and setting up a republic. Canada declared independence, but they swore allegiance back to the royal families. But if you look into the Titles of Nobility Act, it was clear the intent of our founding fathers was to dissolve the rights of citizenship for anyone who showed any allegiance in taking any kind of emolument, money, land, property, or title from any foreign and especially royal interest or kingdom. And to the point, this was passed in 1806, the Brits came in and burned the White House in response, and we had the War of 1812 to try to cover it all up. And they've been trying to embed and impose and place in positions of power and trust throughout our system, both in corporations, on the business side and industry, and within our government. And these people bring their or can trace their lineage back to the old world royal families, individuals like Cindy McCain or Cindy Helmsley, who is a floating German trust fund who attached herself and the monies and obligations to John McCain, just like Sarah Heath Palin, Heath Candy Bar Fortunes, who started their fortunes through a military federal contract in the middle of World War II. These people are fascist. They use the government and the corporations. They are collectivists, and they like to steal en masse the rights and the property of as many people as they possibly can at one time. And that's why they invade and infest not only government, but also business and the corporations. Go ahead, Sherry.
Well, there is a fourth branch of government. It is we the people. And you can go to www.grandassessment.com.
Do you have a couple search terms to find the website, or?
I do. And but my biggest point with you is, you can speak all that you want to speak, but unless you show us and help us to get to the point that we can overtake.
Well, I'm telling you, and I'm giving you, I mean, I'm fighting. I'm on the front lines.
You're fighting, but you tell me on an individual level what I can do. Do I need to be there for you, to stand there when you're standing in these confrontations?
Do you know how many people showed up for, they had a four-day trial of me in Long Beach at the Fusion Center in a military tribunal where I was being prosecuted by a JAG officer, a uniformed military officer, JAG officer, and I am expected to defend myself, where they're making up the rules as they go. The Constitution doesn't apply. Even the judge, who's as dirty as they come. If you want to get involved, I'll give you a perfect way right now. There's a case that Walter J. Brudzinski is involved in. He's the judge who sat on my case. He's an ex or current lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. He's involved in a National Marine Fisheries case where they're going after and trying to steal a fish market from the owners, the families who own it, and the fishermen are involved in it. This is in Gloucester, Massachusetts. I would ask that you get involved and not only get involved and try to bring attention to these issues, but marry my own to it, because what they're doing is they've got a branch of military going in, and these judges from this branch of military, the Coast Guard, deciding local civilian affairs. Think about that.
Let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the radio network GCN?
Yeah, I used to have a program on there.
All right. Are you familiar with the Common Sense Coalition?
Not offhand.
All right. That's a Jerry Brownfield show.
Right. I'm familiar
and
with
Jerry he Brownfield. Is, yeah, he is absolutely incredible.
Right.
And, I mean, you have to understand, it's not been, I've not listened to any this alternative media up until a month ago.
Right.
Because I didn't know you guys existed.
Right.
If I had known that you guys had existed, I would have been listening as soon as I found out.
But you can do things like, now that you're turned on, you can literally go and make up little cards and have them printed. And you can get real high-tech about it, or you can go low-tech and pass them out to people with a website for GCN.
Oh, I do.
And the website for Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, and I can't, I don't even know where I can find you in my network.
Google
I mean,
my
literally.
Name. Google my name, Lieutenant Eric Schein, and you will get all sorts of stuff. I've been out there trying to fight what's going on for the last 6 years and, you know, going toe-to-toe with a branch of military that I'm not in. That is, these people are absolutely insane. They're Nazis. They're Germans. I mean, they're literal German Nazis. And I'm not joking. I'm not trying to play like, you know, War of the World here with, not Orwell, but Orson Welles and scare people. I'm telling you specifically who these people are, what they're up to, and that they have to be confronted now or it's over.
Oh, it's going to be. I mean, when you have people out there saying that they're going to take our guns by the end of September, I mean, that's terrifying. That
well,
is absolutely terrifying.
I don't have any guns. I'm a military officer. I've been trained to use weapons and everything. Went to a military academy. Because of what Homeland Security has been doing, I got rid of all my guns because I didn't want them around because of everything that they've been doing. And I know that they're trying to, you know, play games and, you know, they'd love to see me do something crazy or whatever. So thinking everything through, I, a long time ago, got rid of everything and realized that because of what's going on with me specifically, I and anyone around me is probably safer without anything like that around. Because these guys would, I mean, they're desperate enough, they're crazy enough, they would break into my house, use them on me or my family, and then try to blame me for it. The people.
Well, let me ask you this, because the one of the main things that just threw me for a loop is I was listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and there was a guy that was military, Charlie Company 3, CC3, in Kentucky. Fort Bragg,
right.
Kentucky. And he received, and he actually emailed Derry Brown Show,
right,
and submitted a documentation where they wanted to off base know exactly how many firearms he owned, where they were located in his home.
Yeah, it's none of their business.
That's not what you signed on to.
Well, and this, the, you know, people really need to know and understand what's going on. They're trying to take down the United States. The reason for this, and I talk about this all the time, the Department of Defense owns and controls 66 million acres worldwide. If there is no more United States in name, like a bankruptcy is carried on, and they change the name, change the title, take away the title from the people and give it back to the royal families or whomever, and create this North American Union or whatever they want to, whatever name they want to throw on it or whatever, you know, configuration. The control of that 66 million acres, which is just one of the very tiny assets, it's huge, but it's small in comparison to the intellectual property and everything else out there that's part of the Republic, that is part of the Commonwealth, something that we all have a stake in and own and control or are supposed to. That 66 million acres is priceless. It's worth hundreds of trillions of dollars, not only because of where it's at, what it's near, the geography, the topography, the trees that are on it, the lakes, the little critters, but the coal, gold, oil, and more that is underneath this 66 million acres. And if there is no more United States, whoever turns off the lights to the Republic gets to decide who gets that 66 million acres.
Oh, not only that, but it's also the Inter-American Conventional Against Illicit Manufacturing, Anti-Trafficking of Firearms, Ammunition, Explosives.
Yeah, they're trying to kill small business, family-owned business. They want everything big corporate, like castles, virtual castles. We're going to break again. You can hold or... it's your call.
Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we're back. And Sherry, you still there?
I am.
I want to ask you, you know, if you can. I've told people that I'm kind of like Terry Schiavo, and I hate to put it that way, but they've got me cornered where I'm up against a branch of military that I'm not in. They've actually brought charges against me for, quote-unquote, being depressed. They've prosecuted me aggressively for the last 6 years for, quote-unquote, being depressed. They've actually... And this is a branch, remember, this is a branch of military doing this that I'm not in. They've stolen medical records, falsified medical records. They would not, they're forcing me, even though they're trying to prove that I'm medically, mentally incompetent, they're trying to force me to defend myself against a branch of military who is using a JAG officer, a Judge Advocate General officer, in a uniform of the officer corps of the Coast Guard, a self-declared special branch of military. They've actually found me guilty of, and this is after 6 years of prosecuting me and, you know, detaining me within this military tribunal. And listen to this, and this is why I say, you know, you kind of have to think of me like Terry Schiavo, stuck in a corner where I can't defend myself, because I can't get myself out of this situation. The only way I'm getting out is with outside help. People like you and others who can bring attention to what's going on with me. I've been out. I've started my own radio program. I had one on Genesis Communications Network on GCN. I started here on Republic. I went to GCN. I'm back here now on Republic. I've done TV programs. You can go out and Google my name, Lieutenant Eric Schein, and type in North American Union and my name, and you'll get a really good video about what these guys are trying to do with the United States, Canada, and Mexico. But they found me guilty of having, and you have to excuse me, my voice is really bad right now because I'm pretty beat up from everything that's been going on. Major depressive disorder, manic depressive disorder, bipolar disorder, narcissistic disorder, multiple personality disorders, multiple delusional disorders, severely clinically depressed, unidentified personality disorders, narcissistic disorder as coupled with paranoid personality disorders, suicidal tendencies, and this is even though I've never tried to commit or talked about trying to commit suicide, but somehow because they put me in such a position that most people realize the futility of trying to survive or stay alive and continue to fight, end up committing suicide or whatever. I swore an oath to protect the Republic from any and all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I took that oath seriously, and I'm doing everything that I possibly can.
Let me stop you right there. And you need to get hooked up with the Oath Keepers of America.
Well, okay. I need, I've tried.
It's a new organization.
But you have to understand, they have me sequestered. They're bugging my phones. They're playing games with whenever I try to actually connect up or do anything. They're calling people and playing games behind the scenes and saying, you can't help this guy.
Well, you know what? Screw him.
Well, that's where I'm asking for you and others to get involved and do something like others have for Compion and Ramos and for Don Siegelman and others, that these white Anglo-Saxon Protestant bastards, for want of a better word, have targeted the American people, have decided to take the Republic and turn it into a kingdom, and are going after, I'm Roman Catholic, I was. I realize that the Catholic Church, especially now that it's owned and controlled by a German, is nothing but a constitutional monarchy itself, probably one of the oldest that's been around. And I've been asking for other people to wake up, because I'm not just trying to stand up and fight for my own rights. I'm trying to wake people up to the Coast Guard is a very grave and very real threat to what is going on. Not only because of the people that are involved, Bush and Bush and Allen and Hess and others, but they've taken this civil service law enforcement agency, turned it into a branch of military overnight, and they are invading and infesting all other branches of military with these quote, pseudo-military officers who are not vetted by Congress. They do not get congressional appointments.
Now, as I told you earlier about what this Charlie Company Army guy had to do, was to list, I have the actual documentation because I requested it. And it is very, very scary. But did you even look on the website tonight?
Yeah,
trust
me, I've been fighting this for quite some time. And I've been out there, I've actually put in the hands of Lou Dobbs, Tom Hartman, excuse me. I'm trying to think of a bunch of other individuals who are either mainstream or just off mainstream, media. And, even in Alex Jones's hands and others about what's going on with transcripts showing that they're alleging that I'm a civilian and that they have me before a military tribunal. And these people have done nothing to try to confront it or get word out about it. We're going to break again. You can hold over if you want. We'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. We're speaking with Sherry in Tennessee. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stop arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Back talk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. Sherry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that you have to, because I ask for help. And instead of telling me to help myself, I'm saying I need other people to intervene, not only on my behalf, but on the issues with the Coast Guard, and to make it abundantly clear to the Navy and to others what the Coast Guard is saying and doing, because I do not believe that the Navy and certain individuals in the Department of Defense and other places fully understand what the Coast Guard is up to behind the scenes. And that if they do, or when they discover this, that they will step on these people hard, because there are people within the Navy and throughout the Department of Defense that do believe in a limited republic, that do believe in the Constitution, and that do believe in the rule of law, and that understand that we have a system or a program or a group of rogue families that are trying to reestablish royal family control, those who believe that we elect a king rather than a president, and that are trying to assert their authority once again over the people of the United States and this republic.
Well, I think it doesn't go so far as that. I mean, it's just a matter of New World Order.
Well, it's the same thing. You can call it whatever you want. It's a recreation, reinvigoration of the United Kingdom. They just named it the New World Order now, but it's the United Kingdom. It's a system of kingdoms worldwide.
It seems to keep pointing back to that. Yes, I agree.
And it's the royal families and kingdoms and England. I mean, Canada, which they're trying to marry us to, is a constitutional monarchy. Individuals involved in my own situation have the names of Liechtenstein, Hochstetler. So, you know, well, of course, Feinstein as well, and also Boxer. And when you look into these names, they're also German, and some of them even come from other areas of even the Middle East as well. You can stand by and allow this to continue, or, you know, start looking into it. I'd ask that you go online and look into some of the videos and, you know, make your own decision if it's a worthy cause or if I do it justice in trying to explain it of what's going on with the Coast Guard. I don't know if you understand how dangerous it is to have the Coast Guard Academy where its cadets, its students are not vetted by Congress. They do not get a congressional appointment. They do not do a background check by the Department of Defense Investigative Services, and that these people are being led into the Coast Guard Academy and then sent into other services, the Navy, Air Force, Marines, Army, and more, as if the Coast Guard is a legitimate branch of military, which it is not. And they are using this as a means to infest all other branches of the military with these small-minded, sycophants who are more than willing to do as they are told, as, you know, quote-unquote good Germans did in Germany in taking down the Republic there and working to restore royal family control. Germany is not any form of self-governance, and neither is Italy or even England, let alone Israel. You know, these places are nothing less than kingdoms right now, and we're not far off of it.
No, I did not know, but that's something that I will have to research on my own.
Right, but the important thing is checking at the Coast Guard and what it's up to. Even now, they have this these boarding parties with the Boy Scouts or whatever, where they're training them as SWAT members. Mm-hmm. The Coast Guard has the same or similar program where they're training all these individuals to be boarding members, where it's like they think they're in a movie, and it's unbelievable. They go on. It's like they think they're back in the 1920s or 30s, and they're a bunch of G-men with Tommy guns going on board rather than law enforcement officers. You've seen the video of the police officer who kicked the guy in the head?
No, I've not seen that.
I just saw that yesterday, and that blew my mind because the guy was prone on the ground, face down, with his hands out, providing no resistance. The cop had a gun in his hand and came up, and even though he had complete control of the situation, kicked the guy right in the head.
Yeah,
that guy should be prosecuted. He should be taken out of uniform, and he should be put in jail. I don't care what that guy did. There is no that way and lose control like that. And we've got that going all over the place. In L.A., about, I think it was 6 or 8 officers fired 110 rounds into an SUV. They shot each other in the crossfire, and they didn't even hit the individual that they were shooting at in the SUV. That's how out of control these, police officers have become. They think that they're at war and that the American people are the enemy.
Yes. Yes, that I agree upon. Let me ask you this. There are several things that I've read and things that I have actually spoken to the person upon and things that are truly documented. And I think from the biggest point of view, from me just being a little mom, weighing under 100 pounds, with two kiddos, now, I know that I need to be empowered.
Take martial arts and get your children involved in martial arts and self-defense.
Oh, they've already been there, done that.
And I hate to say that, but...
Close to being a black belt.
Yeah, I hate to say that, but, you know, it's getting that crazy. You know, it's just there's no rule of law. There is no civility. And this is all trickle down, you know, like Reagan or whatever, with his trickle down economics. When the law and order breaks down, where we cannot even prosecute our own war criminals like Cheney and Bush and others, and that those in power don't even show any interest in going after this Pelosi and others, the breakdown of civilization from there is exponential. And everything else, just the wheels start coming off the cart. And until we start to prosecute some of these people and put them in jail and find our way up the food chain, in the chain of command, and put some high-ranking officials, both governmental and corporate, in jail for the lives that they have taken, for the lives that they have destroyed, for the future of the planet that they have injured, rather than, and, you know, we should be off this planet by now. We should already have a colony on the moon. We should be seeking out, I mean, if you look up in the night sky, God, and this is something I wanted to talk about tonight. I brought up Van Allen Belt and the polar ice caps. And if we truly believed and really believed in this thing, global warming, that we would have a crash program like the moon program and the space program and the race to the moon, to replenish and to restore the polar ice caps that strengthen the magnetic field, that is the force field that protects the Earth from the solar wind. If we truly believe this thing, global warming, and that it was not some kind of cyclical climactic change that they know is coming and that they are seizing assets to set themselves up and protect themselves and go into hibernation as a majority of the planet is, you know, wiped out. These people are evil. They should not be the ones that survive instead of us. They are working to, you know, they've been digging up the Spanish flu. You hear all this stuff with the pandemics. Have you heard about chemtrails? You really, have you looked up in the sky and seen them?
Oh, yeah.
So you know they're real?
Oh, yeah. I'm very close to Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I'm like 20 miles away from it, so yeah.
Right. And this is going on not all over just the United States. This is going on all over the world. And they will not tell us why or what is going on. And that is the highest level. I mean, think of what Bush has done. He is basically like the Pope, where he is infallible. He can do no wrong. He is like what Nixon said. When the president does it, it is not illegal.
No. I mean, if you go back and you look at everything, in particular, this paper. I have it right here before me. I'm trying to do it. Let me get to it. It is the right-wing extremist current economic and political climate-fueling resurgence and radicalization and recruitment that Homeland
Security
put out.
Do you remember Y2K?
Mm-hmm.
Y2K was a marketing scheme.
Oh, yeah, I know. I stayed at a convenience store and worked there all night long.
Right. Have you seen the movie Apocalypto?
Pardon?
Have you seen the movie Apocalypto? Mel
no,
Gibson?
I have not.
If you get a chance, I would recommend it. Because and watch for this scene. In it, and this is about, I think the Aztecs or the Incans. I think it was the Aztecs. the Aztec civilization. And in it, they are carrying on a ritual, and they're going around and basically grabbing all the tribesmen from local villages. And this is a historic fact. They actually killed about 70 or 80,000 people in a matter of weeks. And they did this up and until a lunar eclipse of the sun. And then they said this was a sign from the gods and that they could stop and that everything was okay now. They knew about the lunar eclipse. They knew it was coming. And you can see this in the movie. It was very well crafted, where the emperor, the high priest looks back as he's ripping the heart out of, you know, the poor villagers. He has one of the principals in the movie up there. He's just about to rip his heart out and then lop his head off and throw him down the steps of the temple. And the eclipse occurs. And you can see the acknowledgement between the emperor and the high priest that this is the sign that they've been waiting for. This has all been orchestrated. This has all been planned. And they go ahead and say, okay, now it's over. Now the gods are appeased. It is the very same thing going on with global warming, where these guys knew about, and they know from geological studies that this occurs every 10,000 years or so, and that what they are doing is using it as a mechanism to impose themselves upon the rest of the population in a military fashion to change the Constitution, to change the rule of law, to recreate this system of kingdoms, to re-entrench themselves, to reestablish their own wealth and their own royal treasure houses. And this is nothing but a facade, just like Y2K and everything else.
Definitely. But my question, again, I pose to you. What you standing before us, stating all of these facts, and I will be the first one to sign on and write off, or write into, let me change that, what do you want the American public to do?
I want the American...
Protect our nation.
I want the American public. First, I mean, Homeland Security needs to be dissolved, period. It needs to go away. We don't have a homeland, we have a country. You know, where this whole term came from is right out of, you know, Big Brother. It's not a creation of the American people. Beyond that, or before that, the most critical issue that I can think of right now with all this other stuff going on, the most dangerous aspect of everything is what is going on with the Coast Guard. That they passed this new legislation, and I'm asking people to focus on the Coast Guard. Focus on what they're up to. Get them restored back to being a civil service agency, a police law enforcement agency, and not a branch of the military. Get them to shut down these military courts that they are carrying on of citizens here in the United States. They're not supposed to be doing this. I mean, they're literally bringing before.
Do you have a website?
I do.
That I can direct other people to.
Yes, but it's not that informative about the issues. You kind of have to go out and Google my name and start watching some of the videos and start doing a little bit of research, because I've been taking it on the chin pretty hard. But if you go to www.martiallaw911, martiallaw911.com. That's my home site, but I haven't had a chance to update it in probably at least a year. And I've been trying to get help with that, to get information out. And I've got copies of the transcripts from these proceedings that I've been trying to get people to read and to say, look, they're saying in these transcripts that they're a special branch of military that can adjudicate and regulate civilian affairs. Do you understand how unconstitutional that is?
I understand that, but you.
But that's beyond martial law. That is a military dictatorship.
I realize that, and you realize that as well.
And I'm asking you to help.
To break that down.
Help craft the message and get it out so that more people can be clear on what the issues are.
Right, but you also have to understand that you and I, chances are, now I'm in my 40s.
Me too.
But beyond our realm of education, once it went past us, it has gotten so broken down that I looked at my child's textbook for the World War II.
Right.
And it was one chapter.
Yeah, right. Hold on, Sherry. We're coming right back after this commercial break, and I'll have you end out the show with me. I appreciate your spending the time with me. My voice is ailing, so I appreciate the help. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. Sherry, go ahead.
I am still here, my dear. And as during the break, I just thought of something brilliant. You take it how you will. But if I were you and I was working with your advertisers, I would set up a section just for people from the ages of 35 to 55.
Well, Sherry, you mentioned about, you know, what you can do. If you want to help produce my show, you're more than welcome. I invite you to, I don't get paid for this. I don't make money off of this. I'm doing this as a public service. I had a $300,000 education all paid for by you, the taxpayer. at a federal academy, and I'm trying to pay back for not only my education, but also to fulfill my oath of, you know, that I took to protect the Republic and protect the people from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And if you want to get involved, you're more than welcome to become involved with the program.
Will you do me one favor, though? Will you go to look up Oath Keepers of America?
Sure.
And look at the gentleman that came to our area at our tax day party.
You can bring him on if you want. I mean, you know, you have that leisure as a producer to work with me and then bring somebody on from Oath Keepers, and I'll interview him and we can talk to him.
I would love to. That would be so exciting for me. I'm fighting so hard in my area.
My email is ltshine, S-H-I-N-E.
Hold on, babe. Hold on. Let me write it down. Okay, E.
Yeah, no worries. L-T, as in lieutenant, and then shine, S-H-I-N-E. At SoCal, S-O-C-A-L, .rr.com. And you can get it on the internet if you Google my name, and I think it's on the website that I gave you, martiallaw911.com. But email me, and I will email you back, and then hopefully you can help, you know, keep the show and help improve the show, and, you know, you can even bring advertisers to the network and more. And if you want to do something constructive, that's a good way.
I mean, it's got to start somewhere. And everybody has to pull their resources together.
Well, even Smedley Butler, who wrote War is a Racket, stated in the book War is a Racket that we must conscript capital. That means taking not only all your money, but also your labors, and using them wisely to not enrich and empower these virtual castles or corporations and or corporate families like Walmart and others, but to enrich your fellow man, little mom and pop shops, locally owned businesses.
I can tell you just the most, I guess I would call it a sad story. I travel a 3,000, my job is, I'm a territorial sales rep, so I travel a 3,000-mile radius a month.
Right.
And I've been doing it for over a year now. And all of my great delights, when I could stop after I've already done my calls, and I can take like 10, 15 minutes out and just walk. Not that I purchase, but I just walk the individual little shops.
We got 30
and
seconds.
And they
left.
Have declined by about 45%.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a concerted effort on the fish market that I mentioned to you about, National Marine Fisheries. The Coast Guard is targeting it. Organized crime is targeted using the Coast Guard and this administrative law court system to take it over and to put another small business out of business. They want you either working for the government, the corporate government, or the corporations. They don't want you to work for yourself. Sherry, right, send me an email.
Can I give you my cell phone number and you call me immediately after the show?
Send me an email and I'll call you.
All right, I will do my best. I think I got it.
Well, hold on after. Hold on after and we'll...
Okay.
Hold on. We'll get it after then. All right.
With recent internet...